What to do with Nick Kyrgios? Now, I just don't know where to start. I mean, I do like the entertainment factor. I get the fact that he's not really into tennis. You and I have butted heads about whether or not he's representing Australia or not, but he comes out with a performance overnight that had the lot, including spitting towards some fans, and then it seems to me that he's got a very big hang-up about two things: respect or disrespect, and social media. What do we do?
I've taken the same mindset as James Magnuson, who said earlier, you just watch it, and if you don't, if you're not entertained, then don't watch it. You know, I find it exhausting watching these games. To me, so people keep making reference to the Seinfeld episode where Jerry goes into the office and starts heckling that woman who had heckled him, and that's what Kyrgios was alluding to, saying, "Oh, I don't go to supermarkets and boo people when they're scanning items." To me, that suggests someone's a little bit unhinged. If that's where, as an athlete, their brain's at, and that's probably why he struggled to beat a wild card that he probably should have beaten in three sets. That's why it probably took five. He was into his players' box. Like all the way through the game, he was into the crowd, spitting at the crowd. Whether he gets a sanction or not for that remains to be seen. He's saying he doesn't want the line judge there. He's being ageist by taking on their age. I just
he ticked all boxes, really.
He did. It was like, I mean, how do you keep that up for more than 1 week in a Grand Slam tournament, like, let alone trying to go the whole way and win something? And I reckon this is what Nick Kyrgios's career is going to be. Round one, round two, maybe round three in Grand Slams, where it's all theatrics and interesting to watch, but that's about as far as his temperament's going to let him go. And, you know, when it's all over, and, you know, in the course of history, we'll say, you know, who was that? Remember that Nick Kyrgios guy? He was a volatile character, but we're not going to think of him as a tennis champion, and I don't think he cares. I just see a really troubled athlete, and I'm not making excuses for him at all. This whole line about how much, like, all the burden of social media, mate, get off it. Just don't look at it. And I'm as guilty of it as anyone. Like, I go in and out of looking at social media and the hate, and it would be nothing compared to what Kyrgios obviously has to put up with the millions of people who follow him. But if it's that much head noise, don't just shut it out. Delete it. Block it. Block numbers. That's what I do with certain people if I don't want them in my life, in my head. Block them out.
Plenty of athletes who use the siege mentality, and if you want to look, you don't have to look too far in the world of tennis, and Leighton Hewitt was one of the best at it. He used to get to the Australian Open in particular and 100%. Go siege mentality. But the difference here is, and so when Nick Kyrgios is going off at his player's box and all that kind of stuff, and he's trying to pick fights left, right and centre, fine, go for it. If that's what you need to get up for a match that you're struggling in, then it's been used before. But the difference with Kyrgios, to your point, and he'll probably bow out in round two or three, is that Leighton would use it more often than not to his advantage and go off the back and have success off the back of that, and made a very successful career out of doing that.
Win Grand Slams, constantly at number one for weeks and weeks and months and months and months. Kyrgios doesn't have that sort of, doesn't have that mental fortitude at all to go beyond just being a bit of a sideshow for a couple of matches here or there. And then he'll tell us how good he is and how good he is on grass and how many of these top players that he's beaten. And, mate, nobody cares, Nick. They don't care. Well, because you're not winning tournaments.
He thinks that they only care to be there to watch him. In fact, he said that last night. He said all these spectators came to see a full stadium with Nick Kyrgios and my opponent. That's what he said. Nick Kyrgios and my opponent. And he said about the snitch comment, because he accused the line judge of being a snitch. She found it relevant to go to run to the umpire at 30 love and make it about her. No one was there to see her today, factually. So he's got it in his head that everybody's there just to see him. He didn't even name his opponent. And then he's got the disrespect factor going on. I agree with you. I see somebody who's troubled there, and somebody who cannot harness what so many have done before him, which is this, get yourself into a fight so you can, you know, you can use that anger to win the match that you're playing. He just hasn't ticked. He hasn't worked that one out. That's the part that he doesn't get.
I agree. I just see a really insecure, troubled player who's just so volatile from match to match. I get anxious watching him, I've got to say. I just, like, you feel there's real anxiety around. People call it exciting and different. And I also think he's a bit of a bully, for sure. I think he's very good at bullying, one, the officials, two, his opponent, but also the crowd in terms of, like, it's all right for the crowd to be, for it to be like a football match when it's elevating him and getting him up like it does at the Australian Open. That's all well and good, but when the crowd's not completely partisan and on his side, that's when he starts lashing out with him. So I think he really took exception to someone saying, Kyrgios, you're shit. Mate... If you can't cop that from a crowd, even at Wimbledon, even in a tennis match, then, you know, you need to probably get a thicker skin if you're going to be a professional athlete.